Welcome. Today we're discussing an interesting piece about why Podman might just be the superior choice for self-hosting enthusiasts over the long-standing champion, Docker. Let's dive in.
I'm all ears. Always exciting to hear about new contenders in the containerization arena. So lay it on me. What makes Podman so special?
Well, first off, security. Podman offers rootless containers. Think about it. No more needing root access for every little thing, minimizing those pesky security risks.
Rootless containers. That does sound like a game changer, especially for security-conscious users. But how does it work without root?
It's designed from the ground up to be rootless. Regular users can run containers without the fear of container escapes, although there are some minor limitations, like not binding to ports below 1024.
Interesting. So, a trade-off for increased security. What else you got?
The daemonless architecture. This is huge. No single point of failure, making it more robust and again more secure. No daemon means one less attack vector to worry about.
No daemon. That's a pretty radical departure from Docker, isn't it? How does that even work?
It's a different approach, for sure, but incredibly effective. It streamlines the whole process and removes that potential vulnerability.
Got it. So, more secure, no daemon. Can it actually do the things Docker can do?
Absolutely. Podman can handle almost everything Docker can, from running Docker images to Kubernetes support. It even works with tools like Portainer.
Okay, so it's not just a niche tool then. Real practicality. Anything else that sets it apart?
Pod management. Podman manages groups of containers in pods, just like Kubernetes. This simplifies managing interconnected services.
So, it borrows the best from Kubernetes. Clever. One more point you said?
Yes, seamless systemd integration. Manage containers with your system tools. Automatic starts on boot, restarts after failures. You name it.
Wow. So it really plays nicely with the entire system. That's compelling. But I do a lot with Docker Compose. Is there an equivalent?
They've got you covered. Podman Compose works beautifully, pretty much a drop-in replacement.
That's a relief to hear. Sounds like Podman is a serious contender in the containerization world. Thanks for breaking it down so clearly.
You got it. It's definitely worth checking out, especially for those focused on self-hosting. Thanks for listening, everyone. Until next time.
Goodbye.